It had nothing with which to measure time. All it had was hope, and a certain sense of the presence of things, and a voice. And there was a day, in a sense, it was the first day. Om had been aware of the shepherd for some time, for a while. The flock had been wandering closer and closer. The rains had been sparse, forage was scarce, hungry mouths propelled hungry legs further into the rocks, searching out the hitherto scorned clumps of sun-seared grass. They were sheep, possibly the most stupid animal in the universe, with the possible exception of the duck, but even their uncomplicated minds couldn't hear the voice, because sheep don't listen. There was a lamb, though. It had strayed a little way. Om saw to it that it strayed a little further, around a rock, down the slope, into the crevice. Its bleating drew the mother. The crevice was well hidden, and the ewe was, after all, content now that she had her lamb. She saw no reason to bleat, even when the shepherd wandered about the rocks calling, cursing, and eventually pleading. The shepherd had 100 sheep, and it might have been surprising that he was prepared to spend days searching for one sheep. In fact, it was because he was the kind of man prepared to spend days looking for a lost sheep that he had 100 sheep. The voice that was going to be Om waited. It was on the evening of the second day that he scared up a partridge that had been nesting near the crevice just as the shepherd was wandering by. It wasn't much of a miracle, but it was good enough for the shepherd. He made a cairn of stones at the spot, and next day brought his whole flock into the area, and in the heat of the afternoon he lay down to sleep, and Om spoke to him, inside his head. 3 weeks later, the shepherd was stoned to death by the priests of Ur-Gilash, who was at that time the chief god in the area. But they were too late. Om already had 100 believers, and the number was growing. Only a mile away from the shepherd and his flock was a goat herd and his herd. The merest accident of microgeography had meant that the first man to hear the voice of Om, and who gave Om his view of humans, was a shepherd and not a goat herd. They have quite different ways of looking at the world, and the whole of history might have been different. For sheep are stupid and have to be driven, but goats are intelligent and need to be led. Ur-Gilash, thought Om. Ah, those were the days. When Ossory and his followers had broken into the temple and smashed the altar and had thrown the priestesses out of the window to be torn apart by wild dogs, which was the correct way of doing things, and there had been a mighty wailing and gnashing of feet, and the followers of Om had lit their campfires in the crumbled halls of Gilash, just as the prophet had said, and that counted, even though he'd said it only 5 minutes earlier. When they were only looking for the firewood, because everyone agreed a prophecy is a prophecy, and no one said you had to wait a long time for it to come true. Great days, great days. Every day fresh converts, the rise of Om had been unstoppable. He jerked awake. Old Ur-Gilash. Weather god, wasn't he? Yes, no. Maybe one of your basic giant spider gods, something like that. Whatever happened to him? What happened to me? How does it happen? You hang around the astral planes, going with the flow, enjoy the rhythms of the universe. You think that all the, you know, humans are getting on with the believing back down there. You decide to go and stir them up a bit, and then the tortoise. It's like going to the bank and finding the money's been leaking out through a hole. The first you know is when you stroll down looking for a handy mind, and suddenly you're a tortoise and there's no power left to get out. 3 years of looking up at practically everything. Old Ur-Gilash, perhaps he was hanging on as a lizard somewhere, with some old hermit as his only believer. More likely he had been blown out into the desert. A small god was lucky to get one chance. There was something wrong. Om couldn't quite put his finger on it, and not only because he didn't have a finger. Gods rose and fell like bits of onion in a boiling soup. But this time was different. There was something wrong this time. He'd forced out Ur-Gilash, fair enough, law of the jungle. But no one was challenging him. Where was Brother?
Brother!
End of CD 3.